countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Eddie Murphy is here. Good morning, Eddie.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much. Damien. What was the road like from Port Arlington this morning to Dublin?
Yeah, very
nice
good.
And quiet.
Very quiet.
That's
very
good.
Quiet.
And thanks very much for coming in, because you're here to talk to us about isolation and loneliness. It's indiscriminate, but among farmers it can be most profound. Older, single farmers working alone in isolated parts of rural Ireland would be most vulnerable, one would think, to isolation. It's most acute at this time of the year, of course, with the darker evenings and the colder weather. And Eddie, I know you spoke at the Women in Agriculture conference about this interest. You're interested in the well-being of farmers. Are you from a farming background down there in Laois?
So I'm not from a farming background. My uncles, Nicky and Liam, are farming there in Waterford. They're dairy farmers. And my father-in-law is a sheep farmer in Connemara. So there's the range from dairy farming to sheep farming.
So you're well aware of the trials and tribulations of trying to farm.
I suppose really from my work as psychologist, for farmers coming in to see me in related to their own mental health. And when you're in that space, you really get a good sense and a good feel of the struggles that farmers have.
Mm. As a profession, are they more susceptible? Yes. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you work in. As you know, mental health is an issue which affects us all. But farmers are price takers. They're under a lot of stress. They're working long hours. They're working alone. They're getting attacked now, as we know more recently, online for what they do, which is actually causing a lot of annoyance among farmers, the way they're being vilified in the media and online as well, which only adds to the other issues that are there already.
So what we do know is that farmers experience one of the highest rates of suicide as a professional group. And increasingly now, there's growing evidence to show that possibly farmers are a higher risk of developing mental health issues. In fact, I suppose one of the key messages, I'm very passionate about the whole area of mental health. And one of the key pieces, I think, is that it's a €1 billion industry, farming. Mm. €1 billion industry, but it's paying pennies in terms of looking after the mental health and well-being of farmers and farming families. I mean, one of the things is, and I know that Chagas and Mental Health Ireland have done a publication about coping with the pressures of farming, but that's just a publication. There's no research going into this area looking at the struggles. We know that farmers are older, so higher risk of work-based accidents. We know because of the financial concerns and the pressures and stress that you've talked about, that farmers are increasingly under stress. And I've no doubt that, Pádraig, you've seen that on the farms as you've gone around.
There's no doubt. And what was, and we all talk, it's nice to see, still using the words family farms, but on the family farms, the family was there as an integral part. The whole business was almost in on top of the kitchen. That's kind of gone. Very, very much isolation. There's one person out in the yard, two people out in the yard. It's all it's bigger machinery, huge numbers and huge amount of stuff. So isolation, rural isolation, yes, on the farming community. We see it also in the veterinary profession. We see very, very hugely educated people, very committed people to their job, fixing problems of others, but very often having time to fix their own.
And we do know that for vets, they've actually one of the professional groups at the highest rate of suicide as well, because they've access to lethality.
It is, and it's usual. And the Veterinary Council of Ireland is part of the Vet Assist Programme and the Veterinary Benevolent Fund. We do have our own, we do recognise we have a difficulty with this, but it's still, we set these networks up. Yeah. Where we can have, there are numbers that vets can ring of other vets who are trained in this particular.
And I see that isolation as a key thing.
Like
on an annual site, I'm part of the National Loneliness Task Force, and one of the things we looked at, the whole area of isolation. Now, you can have isolation in different groups. It's not associated just with older age. Mm. Different people move into different areas, but specifically in the context of farmers, that the young and older in farming are particularly vulnerable to injury and the long working, and we know from the accident statistics.
Well, they have to work longer hours because they can't afford to have somebody working for them on the farm. They have jobs to do on the farm, and they may have part-time work as well, and they're getting home late at night to do all the other jobs around the farm. And tiredness comes into it, and that obviously then increases the risk of accident. And is that why you think that there's more accidents in farms than in any other?
Well, it's a higher risk industry, but the level of long working hours. 25 farmers died last year on farms.
Yeah,
you know, that's one in terms of an construction and farming are the two highest areas, and
they're working all the hours.
So the fatigue is a factor, and I suppose this is where it goes back to my point about the impact, the stress impact on farming, and what's out there to support farmers.
Yeah.
What is out there? This is you've done this programme for years. It's a €1 billion industry. Well, and what's supporting farmers?
Yes, exactly. And as I said, we're into this new era now where farmers that are milking their cows listening to us, and I know many of them too with the radio on at this time of the morning, or getting up to have their breakfast to go out now and tend to their farm. And we spoke about it with Ashley Meehan a few weeks ago. They are working within the law. They are subject to strict regulations, as you know, yes, Pather, in terms of being tested and being inspected.
Yes.
Because if they do anything wrong, their single farm payment, which is what they need to actually survive, is cut if they fail anything. And yet they're driving along the motorway and they see, you know, the Go Vegan signs vilifying what they're doing and painting them as villains.
Look, we in society, the consumer, are going to have to recognise if we want the high quality produce that we're expecting farmers to produce, we're going to have to pay for it. There's no question. And that money has to go back in behind the farm gate.
Well, we've less money now to spend on food. I know we're veering off subject here a little bit. And we're going to talk about this next week, by the way, about our spending habits and how we're spending less and less money now on quality food, and we're demanding cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. And that obviously trickles down then to the farmer doesn't know what he or she is going to get paid next week.
Okay, but let's talk about some of the stresses around the high workloads, time pressures, long working hours, solitary work, and reported symptoms that people who have sleep problems, irritability, feeling down, fatigued, high rates of stress, and then physical health related issues. So I suppose I want to also say there are things that farmers can do themselves, and I always say to anyone, we're a totally sleep deprived nation, and you know, getting a good night's sleep is the first thing and the best thing you can do when it comes to your mental health and boosting your mental health.
So Damien has to move this programme into later in the morning and stop getting us out of bed somewhere.
I never sleep on Friday night.
That's it, Friday nights are fun in your house.
Yeah, I just can't sleep because getting up so early. But, you know, I have a programme to worry about. But if you're a farmer, particularly, well, if you're in any walk of life, but particularly if you're a farmer with a lot of, you know, worries and concerns.
24-7.
Animals, cows calving, we're coming into that season now very shortly as well. It can be very stressful.
As I say, we need to recognise.
But how do they deal with it? That's the question. Well, so what's your advice, Eddie?
Okay, well, I think in a way, I look at the ploughing championship, right? It's a big social event. It's a big gathering. It happens in the summer. And I often wonder, I think if isolation, when we're hungry, we get a signal to eat. When we're thirsty, we get a signal to drink. And when we're lonely, that's our human signal to connect with each other. And it's really about creating opportunities for more connection. And one of the things from working with farmers in the therapy room, I know that they're increasingly more isolated because they're not meeting with each other. And I'm inviting you really to get out there and start connecting, whether it's through MOCRA, through
discussion groups,
meeting,
well.
You know, and having, why are we waiting once a year to have a ploughing championship? Why can't we have quarterly sort of groups where people come and meet?
Yeah.
I've talked to the Irish tillage farmers in the group and did a work-based and well-being talk when they met. And I'm just saying, you know, create more opportunities to meet.
Yeah. Do you know what's great listening to you both this morning, that we're talking about this, that there are farmers going to you. They're not hiding it anymore. For God's sake, you know, don't hide your stress or your problems. And the Samaritans are always available, 116 123, and the IFA and Pieta House, Mind Our Farm Families, have a helpline as well, 1-890-130-022 specifically dealing with farmers' mental health. Listen, lads, the clock has come against us. We can go home to bed now. But thanks very much, and thanks to all our texters who've texted in. Pater, you want to say something very quickly?
No, I wasn't. No, I was
all right.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Well, thank you. Thanks for thanking me. And thank you, Eddie. Good to chat to you, meet you for the first time. Thanks to all our contributors. Thanks to you for listening as well. Today's programme produced by Eileen Herron. Andrew Dupre was our broadcast coordinator. Mark McGrath was our sound operator. Coming up, playback with Ronan Kelly, Ear to the Grounds on RT1 on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Until we talk to you at the same time next week. Mind yourself, for goodness sake. Bye bye, and thanks for listening.
You can listen back to today's show on rte.ie/countrywide.